All right, Chazarshi number one on the Mishnah, and it's mainly going to be given like outside style, not so much reading, unless I change my mind in the middle, but most likely going to be mainly outside. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, of course, 14th night, you have to do B'digas Chametz, and when is that? And only when and where is that? Sorry, where is that? Only in places where you bring in Chametz, right? And the Mishnah asks the Shaila, but we see this case seems in between, where you only check two Shuros, and that's... turns out it's in a place where that's just machnitz chametz. Rabbi explained that the havmina there, that middle stage when we're asking, oh, what's this case of the shtei shiros? That a possible answer, possible havmina at that stage of the Gemara is that there's three levels. There's one level where you know for sure that they brought in chametz, and there you vada need to do b'dikas chametz on it. And there's the flip side where you know for sure they didn't do b'dikas chametz, and of course you don't. They know for sure they didn't bring in chametz, and of course there you don't need to do b'dikas chametz. And then there's this middle stage where you're not sure if they brought in chametz, and in this middle stage, that's where maybe this two Shuros could be referring to, where in this case where you don't know if they brought chametz or not at the suffix, then you just have to check two shuros. Then the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers rather that no, really that just is a place of machnis and bo chametz. It's not like the suffix case that just is machnis and bo chametz, but you were only machnis into two shuros, so that's why you only have to check two shuros. So that's one Ara. Rabbi also just wanted to get into the first Rashi, the Masecht a little bit, where he says or labasar garcinan, that's as opposed to lit or arbasar, because Rashi holds apparently that Li'or Basar would be referring to the 15th of, meaning the night coming out of the 14th, aka the 15th night, when of course B'dikas Chametz is the 14th night, so we don't want it to say that. The Ran holds that no, just a grammatic machlokas, the Ran holds that it's not true, really, it could have said Li'or Basar, that would also mean the night of the 14th, and there's really no nafkamina. Moving on to the next Rashi is Boyd Kenetish Lar by Rabbi Yamatzai. There's of course a big Rashi, and perhaps the biggest in the Masechta, that the reason you do B'digas Chametz is so you're not over in Bayo Bayo Matze. So we just wanted to get into the stage of Shira, I believe. We just wanted to get into the idea of B'dika and where it comes from, meaning it sounds like it's probably a Deraisa Din, according to Rashi, because if it's getting rid of the Deraisa Bayo Bayo Matze, and you can still say that it's a Derabanan action, and then that takes care of Bayo Bayo Matze, because the Maestri are destroying all the Chametz, there's no more Bayo Bayo Matze, but most likely, if this is something connected to Bayo Matzah, it's probably Deraisa, and that's not so bad. We're going to get into this more at the end with the Ran, but the Gemara in Zion says that we learn out they have to do B'dikas Chametz. We learn out they have to do B'dikas Chametz from a bunch of Hekeshim, and we end up learning that you have to do it with a Nair from those Hekeshim, but Lamaisa, that's also Mashra B'dikas Chametz itself is Deraisa. First of all, it could be because just the fact that there's Hekeshim. Even though they're from Pesukim and Nach, just the fact that they're occasion to say that you have to do with a Nair, probably if there's a Smachtas, then it's going on an overall Deraisa Din. So yeah, it's only in a Smachta you have to check with a Nair, but probably you bring in a Smachta, you check a Nair on this Inyan of Vedika, which is Deraisa, not Derabanan. That wouldn't be a Derabanan Inyan, but you have to check with a Nair from a Smachtas. That doesn't make sense. Another reason that Gemara Chumash when the Vedika is Deraisa is because Metzia and Chippas, which is the first two heads of the Hekesh, those two are from Pesukim and Torah. Only the next two of Ner and Neris, those are from Pesukim and Nach. But Metzia and Chippas, those are from Pesukim and Torah. So you could say that Metzia and Chippas are the sources of Bedika, and then we only go on to say Ner, and that's not the Pesukim from the Torah. But Metzia and Chippas themselves, those are Pesukim from the Torah. So you could say that Bedika aspect is definitely the Reis, and then maybe, yeah, the Ner aspect is the Smachta, but Bedika is definitely the Reis on its own. So that's Shitas Rashi, now Tosfos. So Tosfos asks the Shaila, since we know that you need to do Bittul from the Gemara and Daf Bava Beis, which we're almost up to, right, as it says, of course. So if you have to do Bittul, and the Bedika's only function is to avoid Shulayavar by Rabbi Matzai, we know Bittul gets rid of Rabbi Matzai. So if you have to do Bittul, what's the point of doing Bedika? Of course, Pasha Shaila, we all know. And he gives his shita that, not to answer up the shalab, just to give a new pshat and bedika, of course, right, that it's to get rid of shema v'le'ochlo. And he brings a source that we know that this inyan, meaning not necessarily that this is a rai for bedika, but just a source of this inyan of shema v'le'ochlo from the kikar case in Daf Yudam and Bez, that the Gemara brings a case with the kikar and the kaira, and the chashash is what reason you might have to do bedika there is because the kikar might fall off, and what? You might come to eat it. So clearly this chashash, Hashem Yavala Ochlo, is a real chashash, and it is something to be concerned about. And you could say that that is the whole source of B'dika, and that's why you have to get rid of, do B'dika, and get rid of all your chametz so you don't come to eat the kikar or any chametz in general. So now we've turned back to Rashi and say, okay, has Rashi answered up the shayla and has Rashi answered up this raya? Right. So first, talk about how Rashi answers up the shayla. We brought three different pshatim from the Rishonim. Really, the nice, so it's all one pshat. So the three pshatim are that the Ran says that we're going to see later as well that you might not do a full good bittel. You might not do a bittel. You could hear calendar singing in the background of the dorms right now. But you might not do a full bittel with full intentions, belayf shalim. The Tzur Binyan says the bittel might not be good because maybe you just may forget to do the bittel because just speaking, it's not such a strong maisa. And the Remillennial says you could be like chayzer on the bittel. If you see a geshmak, a piece of chametz on the floor, then you might end up being chayzer on the bittel and remove it and be accurate, I guess you could say. And it's as if there's no bittel. So Lamaisa, these three Rishon, the Ran, Tosfos Ben Peretz, and Rimi Lanil are all saying that lo samcho el bittel, right? Chamim amrim lo samcho el bittel. But you don't want you to rely on bittel alone. It could be shaky. You don't have to blame Shalom. You could forget. You could be chayzer on it. So you want bedika to be there too. So Lamaisa, this could answer up for Rashi. What? That inachinami bittel alone could get rid of bayom matza. Inachinami, you have to do bittel, but we don't want to rely on that bittel. There could be so many problems with that bittel. So for that reason, we need bedika. And why? Because the bittel might not be enough to get rid of bayom matza. So we need that bedika to get rid of bayom matza. So that's 1/3 ways you could get rid of the kasha. Now we had 4 dechias to the raya. So the first dechia is just very pashut that. Yes, Shkoyach is a Gemara that says Shem Yevalacho is a thing. Rashi could agree that is a chashash, but it's not a raya that that's the source of bedika. It's just a raya that's a chashash, but it doesn't mean it's dafka source of bedika. So that's one dechia that Rashi could say. Another dechia is from Pesus Rabbeinu Peretz, that it can be mechalik between the cases. In that case, you know for a fact, at least after the kikar falls for sure, but even before the kikar falls, but definitely after the kikar falls, you know for a fact that that kikar is there. You're looking at it, and that's when the chashash could come in. So in a chinami, there there's a chashash shemayochel, rather. Because you can see the kikar, it's right in front of your face, and you might be tempted to eat it. But that's not in every case here. That's not the case of bedika bechlal. Right? That Tosfos is saying that bedika applies overall, all chametz have to search and destroy. Okay, you have to search and destroy, then it's not always going to be a case where it's right in front of you, it's dafka not in front of you. So to say Shem Yevalochel applies even when there's no chametz around that you know of at this point, that's a much bigger chiddush, and say Shem Yevalochel applies by the kikar. So it could be, you can mechalek and say, no, Shem Yevalochel is only there and by the kikar shmeikari case. But it's not true in all cases, and you wouldn't say that bedika across the board in all cases, even chametz isn't yadua, that Shem Yevalochel could apply there as well. Another way to explain it, but this we didn't really want to go along so much, but there's a third possible dechia to the raya of Kikar Shmekaira, that maybe in a chinami, you could just say the Rashi holds that Gemara being a case of bedika to get rid of bayom matzeh as well. That the Gemara is talking about you have to do bedika on a Kikar Shmekaira, and it's the same reason, same lundus, that Rashi holds lo samchu al abidl, don't rely on the bidl because of the Rishonim Svaras. And you should do bedika on the kikar v'shmekara, but we didn't like that because it's really not mashma that it's a din and bayo bayamatsi there. It's mashma, it's a din, taka shem yevalochlo. So we don't want to say that whole source of that din is about bedika bayo bayamatsi. It's really just not so mashma. So that's the third dechia, but we don't love it. And the fourth dechia is from the Or Zeruah. That the Or Zeruah discusses the case where the chametz is covered in rubble, and the case where chametz is covered in rubble and it's not getting uncovered anytime soon, you're not over by bayi matzah in that chametz. There's no shaychas to bayi matzah because just it's not like tamen; it's a much higher darga of covered up, and you just have no shaychas to it lamaisa. So you're not going to over bayi matzah. So maybe we could say that so too the same thing applies in our case. Right? If kikar b'shmei kaira. How come we're only worried about the separate side than Hashem Yevalochel? What about bedika? What about bayi bayi matzah? Isn't bedika about bayi bayi matzah? Shad is, there is no Bayer Rabbi Matzah here. Just like by the case of rubble being covered, there's no Bayer Rabbi Matzah. So to hear in this case of Kirosh Mei Kaira, it's just considered not Shaykh to you. It's up on the Kaira, you don't know about it. As long as it doesn't fall, it's really no Shaykh to you. No Bayer Rabbi Matzah could apply. Now, Maitzah, if it falls, then there's in Chashash, Hashem Yavochel, that's far, it's still apply. And Rashi could still hold that far being true, he has to. It's in the Gemara. But to say that you're over Bayer Rabbi Matzah regarding Kirosh Mei Kaira, that's not something that we're concerned about. And therefore, that's why that case only has the chashash Shem Yevalochlo, and it doesn't have the chashash of Bayi Rabbi Matzah. Fine. So now, Vayter in Taisvus. So Taisvus now asks, or at least asks an implicit kashya. He doesn't really say it out, but he asks Lamaisa, how come here by chametz you have all these crazy dinim, bedika, beer? We don't see this by all other cases of Isurin now. We don't see by orla, kelekar, mechleis, whatever it is, right? It's only a din of bediga. So what's pshat with that? So he gives two svaras. He says, first of all, it's because chametz is just a bigger chashash l'maisa, because all year long you're eating bread. All of a sudden, there's 1 week in the year you don't eat bread. You're obviously going to come and make a mistake, more likely than orla. It's been aser for 2 years already. The third year, you're not going to mess up and start pounding apples. I'm saying, you're used to the idea. So that's one chilek that he makes. And before we get to the second chilek, I guess we'll just hack out that for a second, that it is really true that these things don't need bedikah and beer. We know that there's a Mishnah in Tmura, Perek Zayin Mishnah Hay, that says that Orla needs Srefa. So it needs Srefa. Bedikah needs Srefa, Chavitz needs Srefa, Orla needs Srefa. What's the difference? How come we're saying that Chavitz is so Machmer? No, Orla is equal to Machmer. So he said that, no, it's not the same type of Srefa. Yes, you have to burn it, but you burn it on your own terms, burn it when you need to. Mai said that thing needs to get burned. No, there's no dins of a Zman that you have to burn it and all these extra halachos. It's much more Chashiv Srefa by Chavitz than Orla. That's just a Pashut Chilek. And also, I just forgot to mention, the Nazir, of course, that Tosis says, okay, fine, so Orla, Chilek, Harem, all these things, they're Asur all year long, so you're used to them, you're not going to make a mistake, but Chametz, you're going to make a mistake, and then Tosis asks, well, what about Nazir? Because Nazir is not Asur all year long, but it's only Asur when you take it on, but we still know that there's no Chiv Bedika and beer on grapes and yayin for a nazir, right? No, we just did nisner achila, so what's pshat? So he answers that no, there the charli achrini, and we explained according to Meiri different possible svaras for what charli achrini does for us. But one thing we know is that it definitely allows us to say that you can't do sreif on it. Why? Maybe because someone else could get benefit from it, and it just could be considered wasteful. Maybe because you'll be more mindful of it, because other people could eat in that. For some reason, will remind you that you shouldn't eat it. Not sure about that svar exactly. I don't really understand it, but the Meiri says it's a chayr. It has it's svaradik, and so he has the shayla on this. That you don't have to come on to the fact that shari la'achrini, for whatever that means, to explain why it doesn't need beer. Right off the bat, it doesn't need beer because it's not even aser be'anah. We mechal eating chametz and nazir. It's not aser be'anah. Just aser be'achila, but grapes and yayin are not aser be'anah for yazir. He could take like a bath and yayin if he's into that, and it's totally mutter. So the Masha is magia, and he says that no, it doesn't really mean nazir, it really means neder. And if you're neder hanah from grapes and yayin, let's say, then you can't be bathing in yayin, then you can't get hanah from yayin. And lemaisa, you have a shayla. Nazir is not aser all year long. But we still don't say you have to burn it, even though it's the same Isra or not. Oh, so you could say now you need to come out to Shari Lachuni to be Mechalik between that and Chametz and say that Nazir is Shari Lachuni, Chametz is not Shari Lachuni, and that's why Nazir doesn't need Srefa. That's why Chametz does need Srefa. So that's the first Chilek of why Chametz is Asr and other things. Chametz needs Srefa and other things don't need Srefa. And now we'll go on to the second answer. So the second answer is that we see the Torah is already more machmer by chametz just in general. I'm such a big yisod and bedikas chametz and chametz in general of how we're supposed to be more machmer is that the Torah is already more machmer. It has a siyag deraisa. You know, just like we say by yichud that the Torah is a siyag deraisa to make sure you're not in teraya. So the Torah itself institutes yichud. So here we see that there's a siyag deraisa by alay matzeh. Well, you shouldn't eat chametz. Who said you can't own chametz? Who said you can't have shaychas to chametz? Oh, it's clear that you see them more machmer by chametz in general. So if we're more machmer chametz in general, then it's not so crazy to say that bedik and beer are also going to be more machmer. You know, there's no bar by matzah by orla, of course, so we're not going to say it's beer by orla. But you can say it's bedik and beer by chametz, because you see more machmer by chametz in general. So then Taisa goes on, and he brings a raya, and he brings a chiddush that comes out from this, that, oh, you might possibly think that there's a chiddush now that, oh, wait, so if bedik and beer are only based off of because the Torahs are machmer by bayi matzeh, then you should only be more machmer by bedik and beer in cases that are shaykh to bayi matzeh. For example, it's cases of chametz negshe, chametz adi tereidus, which are not shaykh to bayi matzeh. So in those cases, do you say they're not chayv and bedika because, oh, there we're not more machmer because those aren't bayi matzeh, more machmer and yanim? So it says, no, it's a low plug that even those you need bedik and beer. Well, I said, though, the rush holds from this. From this idea that only by Rabbi Motzi thinks you're more machmiran, that if you have chametz nukshar, you have chametz adi tareves, then those things are not going to need bedikah and beer either. It's a chiddush of the Rosh. But now the Rosh is going to run into some problems because the Rashba that Tosfos is quoting right now is about to bring a raya. As he says later on, in Elo Evrin, the Gemara says, Seyer Yisari, if Fred pointed out, this means Seyer, not or something that's machmets. Other things, Seyer is something that's like chametz nukshar, fine. So it says Seyer Yisari, right? And also even Chametz Adi Tarovitz, also the Gemara's mashma there is a Atzer Lash Shoso, meaning you have to burn it right away. So if you have to burn it right away, and then Nanak Tosu goes on and he says, really, it would be mutter to have it after Pesach. Because even according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's also to have it after Pesach, still, in this case, it would be mutter, because Chametz Nukshan is not something that's Shayach to Chametz Shavu'ot Pesach, because it's not the Shleisha Karai. Okay, Ayin Sham. But Lemaisa, what Tosu is trying to say is the Raya is that it says Seir Yisarif, right? You have to burn this Chametz Nukshan. So the Rashba is bringing right, you have to burn, sorry, I just got interrupted, but you have to burn Chametz Nukshan. Then that's a raya that even though it's not Shaykh to Bali Yomatzeh, still Chametz Nukshe and L'cher Chametz Shalei De Tareves would both have Chiyuvei Sreifa Shaykh to them. And they're Mutter after Pesach, so if they're not, they're Mutter now, you might as well just wait and have them after Pesach, and it'll be Gishmak because they're Mutter after Pesach, but no, clearly they're Asr now, clearly they're Shaykh to beer right now, and that's a problem. So Maitzah has a Rashba. Going to deal with this, how's the Rosh? I'd rather going to deal with this Raya. The Rosh is coming out and saying Chametz Nukshe doesn't need beer. Hello, say you're sorry if it clearly needs beer. So we said this different shot of the Korban, the Sanel, and that Gemara on Membeis in Elu Oivrin. That the Gemara there is not talking about Chametz Nukshe, it's really just talking about Chametz that right now is not Chametz Gomer, but soon it's going to be Chametz Gomer. It's not going to be Chametz Nukshe, but soon it's going to be Chametz Gomer Mamish. Since it's soon going to be Chametz Gomer, you might as well go and burn now. So Inachinami. You have to burn this Seir, but that's because it's not Chametz Nukshe. Chametz Nukshe still, the Rosh would hold. Al-Shitasa, maybe like this Korban Asana, that Chametz Nukshe doesn't need to be burned. And I will conclude with the Marshal. And the Marshal is an idea which isn't really shaykh to this end of the Tosus part, it's more shaykh to the beginning, where we said those three answers for Rashi, which really all just one answer, that Lo Samchu Al Habitl, right? This is really just also within that idea of Chachamim Oimrim Leichas Lo Samcha Bittul, whether it be Chachamim the Torah, whatever it is, we're not Samechan Bittul, we need Bidika also to get Rabbi Matzah, even though Bittul could also do that, we need Bidika too. And Lemaisa, I don't think we should get too bogged down in the case, but just to say it as simply as possible, because if you get too into it, then it gets confusing how to get the case and connect it back to the Yisod. So just to say the case as simple as possible. The Marshal says that the case on Daf Yud is referring to a case where you need to do bedika even though there's bittul, right? He's medayik from the Gemara Lamaisa that it seems like you need to be doing bedika even though bittul is already done, right? And we know that's always true, but the Marshal is medayik from this case because there's no way that you're just skipping bedika without bittul, because the Gemara says you should skip bedika because you might start eating chametz while you're doing bedika, so you should skip bedika, but you would never skip bedika for that chashash unless bittul is done. So the maisa, just to keep it simple, in that case, bittul is done, you still need to do bedika. And then the mashal just starts getting into it, like, why? How come, what's going on? Why do you need to do bittul and bedika? And Rabbi Shmuel is medayik from the mashal, but really the mashal is saying it himself, this idea that bedika is something that's based off of Bayer Bayer Matzai, like Rashi says. But it could still have shaychus to Shema Yavala Ochla. Shema Yavala Ochla could still be a reason of why you do bedika in a certain case, but the get there is still from Bali Bali Matzah. And what that means is that the only time still you're going to be doing bedika is only case of Bali Bali Matzah, right? And if there's no case of Bali Bali Matzah shaykh, even if you did bittul, but meaning that if you messed up the bittul, Bali Bali Matzah shaykh, the case where it wouldn't be shaykh is like Chametz Shavuot and Pesach, when it's not Pesach anymore, that's a Bayer Bayer Matzah is a Shach. So if you have a case of where it's not Pesach anymore, then there you're never going to do Bedika, which is also Medayik from Tosfos already in that Gemara and Daf Yod, that if it's after Pesach, you're never going to have to do Bedika, according to Rashi, right? Because there's no Shachas of Bayer Bayer Matzah. The only time you're going to have to do Bedika is when Bayer Bayer Matzah could be Shach. Now, it could be that the reason still is because of Shami Yavala Ochla. That, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to come to eat it, so then I have to do bedika. So, mamish, the reason you're doing bedika is to avoid eating chametz. That's fine, but it still has to be shaychus abayu lematzeh. Because even if the reason in this specific case happens to be shamev l'ochlo, the overall basis always has to be relying on the yisod of abayu lematzeh has shaychus there. If there's no abayu lematzeh, then there can't be bedika, because the whole bedika is based off of abayu lematzeh, be'etzem, the yisod, even if in this case it happens to be shamev l'ochlo. So, the nafkamina would be that if I have a case of shamev l'ochlo, but there is no Bayer Matzah Shayach, like for example, it's Chametz Shavu'ot of Pesach, and I eat it because it's Aser, but since there's no Bayer Matzah there, then you can't say it's Bedika. Bedika only applies when there's Shayach as a Bayer Matzah, or Bayer Matzah could possibly be applicable in that case. So that wraps up Taisvus, and now we will do the Ran. So the Ran seems to begin by asking what seems to be the question of Artosos, but Lamaisa is not, as we're going to see soon. But Lamaisa, he seems to ask a question that's similar to Artosos, that we have Bittu, we have Bedika, why do we need both? That's basically what he asks. Something along those lines, and he goes on to explain his Shita, which is obviously an extremely important Shita, that Bedika and Bittu is definitely not like Tosos, that Bittul is the Iker and Bedika is just for Sabbath Gezerah. It's much more close to Rashi that Bittul is to get rid of Bali or Bali Matzeh, and Bedika is also to get rid of Bali Matzeh. And you want to do one, you want to do the other, do the other. Both of them will work to get rid of Bali or Bali Matzeh. And he explains, as we mentioned earlier, of the Gemara and Dav Zion, that Bedika has a Dereisa inyan to it from that, whether that be because there's a Smachtos on it, or whether that be because the first two are from Dereisa Psukah, most likely because there are Smachtos on it. But we see from there that Bedika is really a strong inyan. It's something that can get rid of Bayamatze. So we thought that it seems like the Ran's asking a different kasha from Tosis, because does this answer Tosis' kasha? And I say, okay, fine, Bedika get rid of Bayamatze, but if we say Budik Tsark Shivatal, then Bedika still seems unnecessary. Just do Bittul, and that's enough. You get rid of Bayamatze, you don't need to do Bedika on top of that as well. Right? So, yes, Shkayach Bedika gets rid of Bayamatze, but has it really answered Tosis' question? So we also saw from the Chidushim that he brings this question that he quotes B'Shem Tosos, and then he gives his answer, but then he just brings Tosos' question after that. So clearly, Tosos' question is not this question, and he's not answering it, so that makes a lot of sense. And while we're on the Chidushim, we mentioned another part from the Chidushim, which is also going to be later on in the Ram, but in my notes, at least I have it, that we mentioned at this part, that in Medikas Chametz, it's clear from the case of Glusko Yafife, Daiti, Lava, and Dabla, which we're almost up to, that you're not over Bayra Bayamatze if you find the Gluska in the middle of Pesach. If you're Shah Segan, as Rashi says, fine, you're over Bayamatze, but you're not over Bayra Bayamatze for if you find it on the third day, for the 3 days of having Geshmak, a piece of Chameitz in the middle of your house. Somehow you're not over Bayra Bayamatze. And he explains that. And the reason behind this he really says this more in the Ran al-Rif, not in the Chidushim. But he explains that the Torah is saying you could just be Soymech on the Chazakah. And the Minskar Gadol, the Rav Nachum, they bring this out that it's not a din like Ba'onis. It's not a din that, oh, you couldn't find this, so you're not going to be Chayev on it, and then you're going to be Chayev only if you wait along after that because the Ones goes away. No, it's not a din on Ones. You mamish were completely yotze bedika and completely not over by Rabbi Matze Bechlal. Not because you would be over by your Ones. It's not a din on Ones. You're fine. It's as if there was no chametz there until you find it. Why? What's the svara? Nachum says out a beautiful svara that Tashbisu, which the Ran holds, of course, is bedika or betel, but bedika as well. And, that Tashbisu is just about you going out and trying to destroy the Chametz. It's not actually about the result. It's about you going out and doing a Maisa. It's all about you going out and doing this Tashbisu dick action. And as long as you did a sufficient job, then that's it, you're good. You know, it's not like, oh, now you're exempt on other things. No, you fulfilled it regarding everything. You fulfilled it in the Chametz you found, and the Chametz you didn't find, you fulfilled it there too, because it's all just about doing this Maisa of Tashbisu. It's actually about whether or not you find chametz or not. And that's why if you find a glusko yafife, it's not only a problem that, oh, you're a potter on it. No, you mamish did a good bedika and a good tashbisu that actually taka covered it. I also brought this out from the Yushalmi that there seems to be an asin alusa say that it's not just all about getting rid of bayar lematze and not being over any lavin. It's not about being over lavin, it's about going out and doing a maisa. And that's what we learned from this section of the Ran over there. So then we started back going, we went back onto the Ran on the Rif. We just made a few points. Some of them already came up in the earlier Ran, some of them came up in the Ran Chidushim, but we'll just go over the few points that we made over here to conclude. So the Ran starts off, second Ran on the Rif, the second, at least as far as Amakoros split them up, is that there's two possible sources for Bittul. So one source of Bittul is from Tashbisu, that doesn't say Tvaro, it says Tashbisu, like Rashi says, and therefore Tashbisu must be going on Bittul. Ran's his uncle learns like this as well. And the other possible source is from Leir Elecha, which seems from the Sufri, and it seems much more like Tosfos, that you should make the Chametz, not yours, through Bittul. And L'maisa L'Ran also learns of Bittul as a more hefkeris type of vort. But we wanted to make clear that even according to this second pshat in the Sufri of Leir Elecha, you should make it not yours, and it's working through hefkeris. The Ran is still not going like Tosus. They're just doing a normal Efkeris. Like, oh, I have this water bottle, I'm being Mafkirit. And so too, I have this coin, I'm being Mafkirit. No, it's not like that, because this Efkeris just doesn't fit the standard of what a normal Efkeris should be. The Ran asks tons of Shailas on this. It's Ran Shalevin and Dvarim, you could do a Belev. And many other Shailas the Ran asks on this. So, Lamaisa, it can't be that he holds that it's mamash the normal of Kairos, because he's clear that he doesn't hold that it's normal of Kairos. So really, he's still holding that it's all based off of Dafka, since our Chamit is not really totally in your Rishus in the first place. It's not like a water bottle is totally in your Rishus, and you have to be Mafkir, and it's long in your Rishus. Rather, it's about just the fact that since the Torah didn't really put these things in your shush mamish to a full extent, like the water bottle, and in this case, that's when you could do tashbisu, that's when you could do this hefkeris. Meaning, okay, fine, it's also but not in your shush, but the Torah puts in your shush. But it only puts in your shush to a certain extent, and you could still do hefkeris on that extent. And we're not worried by the shailas, the Ran asks, of dvarim shalevi and dvarim, and etc., of why this can't be a good bittul, and this can't be a good hefkeris, because it's not a normal bailus. It's not a level of bailus that we usually talk of when it comes to hefkeris. But we also wanted to make clear that Ran isn't working totally so far from Tosus that it's not even a hefkeris vort, meaning well, how would that sound? That would sound that, oh, so the Torah, really it's asur b'anan, it's not in your shus, but the Torah makes it as if it's in your shus, but that's only in certain things. Things that you do this bittul on, this quasi-efkeris, the Torah doesn't put them in your shush. So we want to make clear that that's not what the Ran's saying, right? The Ran's not saying always like Tosfos that you're doing normal efkeris, but he's not saying so far from Tosfos that there is no efkeris going on in the Torah, and the Isra and Chameis just never even gets in your shush in the first place. The Ran's saying somewhere in between that, no, it's not in your shush because that's right now. The Torah puts in your shush, and then you remove it from your shush with this efkeris. But it goes in your shush and then you remove it. Right, was it? The Ran was talking about you can do shlichas through this hefkeris. If it's just, oh, it never was even put in your shush in the first place and there was just no kenyan, then there's no shlichas when there's just no kenyan. You know? It has to be that there was some type of middleman between these two options of Tosfos and that there was no kenyan bechlal and it was never put in your shush. It has to be this middle thing where it was put in your shush and then you could take it out of your shush. And the only reason you could do that, the only reason this hefkeris works is because it's chametz and it was never at least the highest madriga of being considered in your Rishos. And we also wanted to make a aura that this is the Ran Lashitaso to an idea of the Renachon, the idea that you just have to do a bedikah, it's not actually about the result as much. It's more about the mice, it's more about the action. Obviously, the Ran also has problems with Tosos and the Shadz mentioned earlier about the Ran Shalim and Dwarim, and that also the other Shadz was that the Lashon of Bittel is not Mashmi really doing Hefkeris, it's Mashmi something different than normal Hefkeris. Also, the third shell the Ran asks on this was that Rav Yossi has a shita that hefkeris doesn't work until someone's zeichet, so no one's going to be zeichet here, so there shouldn't really be hefkeris. So really, it's not a real hefkeris from those reasons. But lemaisa, it's also the Ran l'shitaso, because the Ran holds that it's about doing the maisa, it's about doing the action. It's not a din and, oh, pimafker, and then it's longer l'cha from the sifri, it's no longer l'cha, because you're hefkeris, it's not yours anymore. No, it's about the action, the positive thing, not about removing it and having it removed from your shus, but it's about removing it. So the action of removing it is the focus, going to the Ram, because l'shitaso, he holds that b'dika is about the mitzvah's tashbisu, that's the ikur. So to by bittul, it's about the mitzvah tashbisu of doing the bittul. Now, we brought the base mayor who says that, who quotes the Shagas Ari, who says that Tyson and Ram are the same, they're both called hold of Efkeris, that gets rid of Bayer and Matzah, and there's a difference between them. But the base mayor is along the lines of what we're saying, that he's chaylik on the Shagas Ari. And he says that, no, the Ran and Tosfos are actually a shtickle different. And he asks a shaila maisa on the Ran that, according to Rusei Galili, chametz isn't actually asur b'anah. So if it's not asur b'anah, then how does it get this whole status of not being your shus, and then it puts in your shus, but not a higher level of bailus, so the hefkeris works. So he explained that, yeah, even though it's not asur b'anah, still there's a lower level. Why? Because everyone has a chiv to burn it. Since everyone has a chiv to burn this chametz, that's also considered a way to say that it's not in your shus. And that's also a way to say that that the hefker works. Fine. Nice to be also the kash on this board, because the Ran is mashma elsewhere that really it's a din asur b'anah dafka, not just that. Oh, everyone wanting to destroy it is also a way to make it a little bailus. I know it's specifically a din in the fact that it's asur b'anah, your shows that way. But after the base mayor says, and it's a possible pshat on the Ran. And the rest of the Ran, I think, is really just Pashup Shah, and also ideas that we mentioned earlier when he's explaining Rashi, but Glitzkififa, we mentioned these ideas earlier, and I think we should just call it here. If you want more clarity on Pashup Shah, you can read it inside, but yeah, that's the nice about it.